breathing, allowing yourself to enter the ceremony of menopause, honoring yourself as a woman of knowledge, a woman who holds love and the willingness to continue to grow through this next stage in her life. Breathing, allowing yourself again to slip into the fireplace. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. As you slip into the fireplace again, becoming the brick that surrounds it, you notice that the fireplace is roomier. It has enlarged itself. It feels almost like a big fiery room. And you are capable of just being a spirit inside of it. You are not bound by its physicality, but can move fluidly through it. This fire is not too large and not too small. It is a constant burning fire. It is your hearth that you have entered. We are here for ceremony, to honor this change in your life, allowing the goddess to come forward bestowing upon you your gifts, that which you will hold power with for the rest of this lifetime and beyond. Be open to what the goddess has to give you. First, your child comes, presenting to you a jar of honey. She is having gratitude for you, holding space for her before she was ready to develop, honoring you as her future self. Also feeling your love, also feeling your ability to hold her continually. Your adolescent comes, she offers you a jar of her blood. It is larger in size than the child's jar of honey. She offers you her creativity, her gratitude for her healing. You have held space for her to grow, to develop, to make mistakes. Her offering allowing it to sit by your fire. Your young adult, through your adult, comes forward, offering you a pie that they have created, that they have made, placing it by your fire. Feeling these offerings. This pie holds in it the experiences of creation. The experiences of young adulthood and adulthood. She is grateful that you held space for her when she was afraid to give birth, to become pregnant, or to create from her. She is grateful that you held space for her during her partnerships, her marriages, when she was still too immature to hold space for herself and her relationship. It also contains inside of it any life-altering experiences that created a greater spiritual depth leading up to this ceremony now. Breathing and receiving, taking these offerings, placing them into the fire that does not burn too hot or too high, but just right. Watching the offerings melt into the center of your fire, becoming the fire, allowing your spirit to burn once more. The spirits that were created in the process of perimenopause, the cleansing process, where the purified spirits were left over, come into the fire to join you as one being, allowing them to become a part of your great spirit, your soul, welcomes them into the hearth that is becoming, breathing them in, allowing them to purify you deeper, letting go of any last remnants of anger or sadness. Burning away the old patterning, the residue of healing. The fire becomes gold, a bit hotter than before. The goddess enters your hearth, joining you, breathing her in deeply, allowing her fire to become part of yours, creating a golden hue, of form to become more solidified in this golden alchemist energy. We are one with the goddess. Embody her now. Internal wisdom, strength, power, love. Self-respect, self-realization. Self-love. As the goddess separates, she leaves behind etched on your heart and your soul a symbol. Writing or drawing that symbol as best you can, allowing it to be burned deeper into the heart and in to the second chakra. These are ancient symbols given to you by the goddess. They are symbols your ancestors received. Allow them to burn deep, breathing. Our ancestors encircle you in this fire. They are considered your elevated ancestors. Those that also healed and became healer, became artist, became shaman, seer. These women hold space for you, dancing around your golden body, showing you that it can melt and become solid form once again. Goddess blows on your head, a beautiful smelling smoke that you take into your kundalini, into your crown, allowing it to move down your central channel and in to the new womb we call the heart. It is golden, beautiful, infused with spirit, and the divine's purpose for your life. Stepping from the physical hearth into the room with your new golden goddess body. Feeling the power in your second chakra and your power center and your heart. Allowing yourself to feel whole. To be whole. Honoring the goddess. In a position, either on your knees or bowing towards her in gratitude for her gifts. She kisses your head, your crown, releases herself from this space you have created inside of yourself. You have entered menopause. You are beautiful. You are wise. And you are willing to allow more healing, more love. Love is sent without constitutional physical dangers.